Okay, Parshas Cholbos. So,
I heard this book from Rabbi Brudny last year by Moav Amalko and Parshas Cholbos, and I said it over to a few people during the week, but I don't think I said it over here. The pasuk says in pasuk Beis, "Vayhi Yitzchak ben Arboim Shana, v'kachta is Rivka bas Besuah Harami." Yitzchak was 40 years old when he took Rivka, the daughter of Besuah Harami, mipadar Aram, from Padar Aram. Achayis Lavan Harami, the sister of Lavan, who was Isha for a wife. So Rashi says right away, why does the pasuk mention everything about Rivka? She was the daughter of Besuah from Padar Aram, the sister of Lavan. Says Rashi, "Vahagat Shvacha," to tell us the shvach of Rivka. Shahaisa Bas Rasha, she was the daughter of a Rasha, Besuel, Bachais Rasha, the sister of a Rasha, Lavon, Umakai Manshi Rasha, her place was for Rishoyim, Padan Aram, Vulay Lomdomi Maaseyim, she didn't learn from the ways. What a tzaddikus Rivka is.
How do we know this? That she didn't learn.
You see who Rivka was? Okay. Next pasuk. Vayeta Yitzchak Hashem Unoicha Chishroi. Ki akorihi. Yitzchak davens to Hashem opposite his wife, she's an akoro. Vayyoso loy Hashem, vata rifka ishtoi. Hashem listens to him. And what does Rashi say? Vayyoso loy? Says Rashi, loy v'loy lo. Hashem listened to him and not to her. Why? Shein doyim et tefilas tzadik ben Rasha, but tefilas tzadik ben tzadik. It's not the same, the tefilah of a tzadik ben Rasha. Rivka, who was a tzadik, as the son of Besuel or Rasha, to the tefilah of Yitzchak a tzadik ben Avram a tzadik. Therefore, Hashem listened to him and not to her. A pasuk before, the pasuk praises Rivka, what a tzaddikah she was. Look where she came from. She didn't learn from the ways. Rivka tzaddikah. Next pasuk, what's her tefillah of earth? Only his tefillah, because look at his father, tzaddik ben tzaddik, is a pasuk praising Rivka, shaming Rivka? What's happening between the two pasukim? Pshat's like this. Avada the pasuk is praising Rivka. Rivka overcame tremendous nisyonis, tremendous challenges in life. She came from a house of Rishoyim, a father, a brother, a place of Rishoyim. The pasuk is praising her. The pasuk that says, "Loi v'loi lo, she'inu doim," it's not the same. A tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik. To tefillah tzaddik ben Rasha is telling us a mitzvah. It's a fact of life. It's a fact. You should know that the two tefillahs are different tefillahs. It's not shaming the person at all. It's not the person's fault in any way. It just the mitzvah hadvarim is, in reality, the two tefillahs are different. When Rivka davened, Rivka asked Hashem for help. What kind of a house did Rivka grow up in? She grew up in a house where when there's a problem in the house, Besuel had a problem in business, Lavan had a problem with a neighbor, what they do? Kayichi v'aitzim yodi, no problem. We'll knock him off, we'll teach him a lesson, we'll take matters into our own hands. So Rivka grew up in a house where, how do you solve a problem? I'll take care of it. Even though Rivka became a tzaddikus, and Rivka davened Hashem, but she grew up in a house where when you had a problem, it wasn't total reliance on Hashem. A person relied on himself. A person took care of matters on his own. Where did Yitzchak grow up? Yitzchak grew up in a house of Avram. What did Yitzchak see? Avram had a challenge. Avram had a test. Avram had a problem. What did Avram do? Take out the shotgun? No, Avram went and he davened. Avram davened. Yitzchak his whole life grew up in a house where he saw whenever a person has a problem, a person needs something, the first thing a person does, the person davens to Hashem. And Yitzchak's subconscious was always relying on Hashem. Rivka, in her mind, grew up in a house where you took matters into your own hands. Even though Rivka became a tzaddikus, and she was, but the mindset was different. They grew up in different houses. So therefore, the tefillahs can't be the same. The tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, who totally relies on Hashem, and only saw that his whole life, totally relying on Hashem, is not the same as the tefillah of a tzaddik ben Rasha, who grew up in a house where you saw other methods, you saw other etzes. Therefore, the two tefillahs are not the same. Avad Rivka was a tzaddikus, and she was great Rivka that she was. But in reality, the tefillahs aren't the same, because when a person davens, his background comes into play, how he grew up comes into play, his mind comes into play, and Rivka's mindset was different than that of Yitzchak. His tefillah was that of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, and hers was of a tzaddik ben Rasha. The pasuk says, Rivka, the children were fighting inside of her. That time when she said, and she went to ask Hashem, she went to Shem Ve'eva to find out what's happening. And Hashem tells her, there are two nations inside of you. There's the Rav Yavetzoyer And Vayimu Yemeherodes, she gives birth to twins. The first child comes out Admoni, red with hair, Vayikru Shema Yesov, and afterwards comes out Yaakov. Ever think, why did it have to be the Yaakov and Esav were twins? Yaakov and Esav were twins, twin brothers, and they're as opposite as could be. Two opposites. There's a very interesting mitzvah on the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, if you have a Pirush mitzvah on the Haggadah, the Pasuk says, Ve'etan Yitzchak es Yaakov ves Esav. On that Pasuk, the mitzvah says the following. The mitzvah says, Lama hoya Yaakov ve'esav tu'umim. Why were Yaakov and Esav twins? Why did Hashem make it the Yaakov and Esav twins? And the Ritva says the following lashon: Kedei sheyevinu kol ha'olam, so that everybody should understand. Shetzit kosoi shel Yaakov bo'aloi, that the tzitkis of Yaakov came to him loy b'mazel, not because of the mazel he was born under. V'haraya, Esav was born together with him, and look what Esav turned out to be. V'loy b'teva avaim, and not due to the nature of the parents. They both had the same parents, and they turned out totally differently. V'loy not from any other source. There was nothing predestined why Yaakov was a tzaddik, Esav was a rasha. But Yaakov was a tzaddik because on his own, Yaakov became a tzaddik. They both were born from the same parents. So says the Ritva, they were Dafka twins. They were born under the same mazel, the same day, same parents, same house. Everything was all the same. To teach us that a person's tzitzkis does not come because he's born here, he's a tzaddik. I was born somewhere else, I'm not a tzaddik. Says the Ritva, no. They were born together, everything was the same to tell us that a person's tzitzkis is totally himself and what a person does for himself. The pasuk says, and Rashi says that we know when one goes up, the other one goes down. When Esav is on top, Yaakov goes down. When Yaakov's on top, Esav goes down. There's a famous Al Shech HaKadosh. I could be said it over. Perichov Zayin, pasuk Aleph. Says the Al Shech HaKadosh that all the other goals we find it was a set time. Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, "Va'avodnu v'inu oisam arba meos shana." They will be in Golos 400 years. V'achar chen yetzibur chushkod. We knew in advance how long the Golos would be. Golos Bavel, they knew also it was a 70-year Golos. Golos Edoim is a Golos that seems to have definitely no set time, and we're not sure when it's going to end. Says the Al-Sheikh, why is that? Why is Golos Edoim different than the other Golos? Why do the other Golos have a set time, and Golos Edoim doesn't have a set time? And he says, because the other Golos in, it was totally in the Tsar of that nation. So the Tsar of Mitzrayim only had power for those 400 years. The Tsar of Bavel had power for 70 years. When that time expired, the Golos was over. He says, Tsar Shel Edoim, his power is not a set time. The power of the Tsar Shel Edoim comes from us. It's a seesaw. When one goes up, the other one goes down. The other one's up, the other one's down. The koyach of the Tsar Shel Edoim, says the Al Shech HaKadosh, comes from us. When we do averis, we give koyach to the Tsar. We give koyach to the Tsar Shel Edoim. When we do mitzvahs, forget, we put down the Tsar Shel Edoim. So Golos Edom is not at a set time, because it's not totally in his man. It's totally in our actions. It's up to us. When we do a mitzvah, we bring the gula closer. We do an avera, we push the gula further away. It's all up to us. Golos Edom is no set time. It's a relationship between Yaakov and Esav. And when we do tshuva properly, we'll be zeichet to bring, Mashiach. Vayimkos b'chayrosa el Yaakov. Esav sells his b'chayra to Yaakov. What did Esav get in return for selling the b'chayra? Ziradoshim, part of rental soup. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So everybody knows, somebody said this over. Why wasn't it a Mekach Tois? Did Esav get a fair deal? Esav sold the b'chayra for part of rental soup. Is the b'chayra worth only a part of, rental soup?
He thought he was going to die if he doesn't eat.
Maybe. Is b'chayra really worth it? Is b'chayra really worth only a part of rental soup? Esav wasn't cheated on the deal. He didn't get less than it was really worth. Okay, good. So the famous story, they tell over the famous story. Everyone knows the story.
Let's say it again.
There was once a Yid who needed money to marry off his daughter, and he went to the Rebbe and he asked the Rebbe for a bracha. He should have money to marry off his daughter. So the Rebbe told him, when you leave here, the first business deal that comes your way, take. The first business deal that comes your way, take the first business deal that comes. And he travels. And on the way home, he stops off in an inn to take a bite to eat. And there are a bunch of businessmen wheeling and dealing. And you see this Lemachul walk in, sit down in the corner. And they figure they'll have some fun or take advantage of him. And one says to him, you know what? Will you sell me your Eilam Haba? I'll buy your Eilam Haba for 1 ruble. Sell me your olam haba. I'm sorry. I'll sell you my olam haba for 1 ruble. I'll sell you my olam haba for. Will you buy my olam haba for 1 ruble? Give me a ruble, and I'll give you my olam haba. And he's laughing. He says to friends, "Look, I'll make an easy ruble, an easy dollar. He'll give it to me." And the man remembers what the Rebbe said: the first business deal that comes your way, you take. It's fine. I'll buy your olam haba. He tells the Seicher, listen, but if you sell me the Olam Haba, it's for the shtar. We gotta make a legitimate shtar. Write up a document, you sell me the Olam Haba for a ruble, 2 Eidim will sign it, we'll make a kingdom, and it's mine. And they're all laughing, and they write the document, 2 Eidim sign, makes a kingdom, gives him the ruble, gives him the shtar, he buys the Olam Haba. No, the Seicher goes home, and he's all happy from the extra ruble he made today. He tells his wife the story, and she lets him have it. And she says, what happened? Meshuggah. How could you give away your Olam Haba? What's the matter with you? I'm not staying married to somebody who doesn't have Olam Haba. I can't stay married to somebody who doesn't have Olam Haba. If you want to stay in this house, you go and find him and buy back your Olam Haba right now.
Who bought the Olam Haba? He sold his own Olam Haba?
He sold his own Olam Haba.
Not the year.
The Seicher.
The guy in the bar.
The businessman.
And his wife is upset.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, he runs after the Seed, he finds him, he says, listen, it's a mistake. My wife wants me to buy it back. Here's the ruble back. He says, oh, nothing doing. I bought it fair and square. I'm not selling it back to you for a ruble. What do you mean? My wife is not going to take me back. Back and forth. Let's go to the Rebbe. Okay. So they go to the Rebbe. The Rebbe hears both sides of the story. And the Rebbe says to the Seicher, listen, this man here needs money to make a chasana for his daughter. Oh, pay him for the chasana, and you get your Olam Haba back. And he says to the Rebbe, is it fair? How can you do that? Yesterday my Olam Haba was worth only a ruble. And now you want me to buy back my Olam Haba for thousands of rubles? Is it fair? How could the price change in one day, in a few hours, so much? Yesterday it was worth only a ruble, and now Olam Haba is worth thousands of rubles. And the Rebbe said, because Olam Haba is worth you as much as you value it. Yesterday, you didn't value it so much. It was only worth a ruble. You sold it for a ruble. But today when you realize your whole future depends upon it, and you're staying in your house depends upon it, staying married depends upon it, that's the case. It's worth a lot more to you. Now go and buy it back for the full price. He'll sell it back to you, and they live happily ever after. Same is true by the Bechayra by Esav. The Bechayra is worth a lot more. But to Esav, how much was it worth? The Bechayra to Esav was only worth a pot of lentil soup. Esav at that time said, I'm going to die. Like Rashi says, he asked, what is the Bechayr involved? The Avoida? And what happens if a Kohen does the Avoida when he's not supposed to? He's Chayv Misa. So Esav said, I'm going to die anyway. Why do I need the Bechayr for? So to Esav was only worth a pot of lentil soup. Later on, Esav has Charata. Esav screams at the end of the parasha, V'yakveni zepam ayim. Yaakov tricked me twice. Once the Bechayr, once the Brochus. Esav had charata that he sold the bechayra later on. And that's what happens. A person sells it, it's not worth, in his eyes it's not worth much, and later on he realizes and he has charata. And with this, you can also answer the obvious kasha, is that we know Hashem pays back Rishoyim, the schar for mitzvahs in this world. Hashem pays back a Rosha in this world. We also know schar mitzvah, mahaya amaleko. There's not enough reward in this world for a mitzvah. You can't pay somebody for a mitzvah. This world doesn't have enough schar to pay somebody for a mitzvah. So how can Hashem pay back a Rosha for doing mitzvahs in this world? Teretz is, because the mitzvah is only worth as much as the Rosha values it. The Rosha doesn't value the mitzvah the proper way. The Rosha is who he is. He doesn't value the mitzvah that much. To him, his reward could be in this world, because that's how much he values the mitzvah. If you would ask the Rosha, would you rather get your reward here? He would say yes, because he only understands what he sees in front of him. That's what he values. That's why a Rosha can be paid back in this world. And that's why Esav was able to sell the B'chayra for a pot of lentils. Vayehav Yitzchok as Esav Kitzayim B'fiv. Yitzchak loved Esav, Kitzayi B'fiv. What does it mean, Kitzayi B'fiv? So Rashi brings down, either Kitzayi B'fiv means because it's hunting within his mouth, Esav fed Yitzchak, or he tricked him. He used to ask him, how do you take off Meiser from straw? How do you take off Meiser? He fooled Yitzchak into thinking that he was a big tzaddik. The Medrash says that Esav was Mekayim in the midst of Kibbut Ava'im with outstanding in the midst of Kibbut Ava'im. It's a beautiful medrash, in Reishis Rabbis, Parsha Samachay. The medrash says, Omar Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, Loiki Badati Briya Seviya Ve'ima. Nobody in the world honored their father and mother, Yoisim Yemeni, more than me. But I found, She'esav Kibdom Yoisim Yemeni. That Esav honored them more than me. When he went out to the street, to the market, he went up with a god of Mechuarim, with ugly clothing, dirty clothing, but I made Lushamish his oven with big day chamudas. When he went to serve his father, he put on his delicate, fancy clothing and covered his father. And Esav was Zaycha, Shereishai Nikba the Maris Machpelah. But his head was buried in Maris Machpelah. Why was he Zaycha? Because when his father told him, I say Dovah Pelaini, do this for me, Esav said, Al Roishi, it's on my head. I accept it upon my head to do so. So he always said, Al Roishi, I accept it on my head, Mida Kenegan Mida, his head was Zaycha to be buried in the Maris Machpelah. Yitz Esav was outstanding in the mitzvah of Kibbut Avei. We find later on a pasuk when Rivka has the whole plot to send Yaakov out and to go to Yitzchak dressed as Esav. So Rivka says, Rivka tells him, now my son, listen to my voice. That's what I command you to do. The words are extra. Listen to me. What's Rasher and Imitzav Oisach that I'm commanding you to do? Listen to me, and here are the instructions. What's Rasher and Imitzav Oisach? So I saw in a Sefer, I think, a very interesting idea. Rivka wanted that in the food that Yaakov brought to Yitzchak, there should be the mitzvah of Kibbut Avei. Because when Yitzchak ate Esav's food, he always felt the Kedusha of the mitzvah of Kibbut Avei. When a person does a mitzvah, he could put Kedusha in an object also. We find that a person could give Kedusha to an inanimate object also. When a person does a mitzvah with food, he gives Kedusha in the food. When Yitzchak ate the food, he felt the Kedusha of the mitzvah of Kibbut Avei. Rivka was worried that if Yaakov would bring food to Yitzchak, where's the mitzvah of Kibbut Avei? Yitzchak would realize the food's missing. There's no mitzvah of Kibbut Avei in the food. So Rivka went and told him the favor, Shasher ani mitzava oisach. Listen to what I'm commanding you to do. Together, mitzvah of Kibbut Avei. So now, when Yaakov went and prepared the food hadn't also the mitzvah of Kibbut Avaim, because Rivka commanded him to go ahead and to bring it. Rasher, ani mitzava oisach, I bring it to you. So now the food hadn't the kedusha of Kibbut Avaim. So when it came to Yitzchak, he would still feel the kedusha of Kibbut Avaim.
Okay.
Yaakov vishcham yoshev yaholim. I know he said this over, but nice little story. Yaakov vishcham yoshev yaholim. Yaakov and Ishkam Yoshev Yeholim. Targum Yoinesim Midozio, and the Pasuk says that Yaakov was a Gvar Shulim Ba'evdeh. He was a complete person in Ba'evdeh, in his Avodah. Umashamesh Be'beis Midrash of Ever. He served in the Beis Midrash of Ever. Tova Ufon Menekodom Hashem. And he asked to learn. He wanted to learn from before Hashem. He always, Tova Ufon, he always asked for guidance. He wanted to learn. Famous story of Chaim Shmuelovitz. He probably said it over. Chaim Shmuelovitz said over that of all the milos of Yaakov Avinu, what milos does the Torah use to describe Yaakov? Ishtom. And what's an Ishtom? Tova Ufen, somebody who's mavakesh, somebody who wants to learn, somebody who asks to learn, he looks to learn. That's the greatest milo that a person has, one who looks to learn, seeks to learn, grows from his learning. And he tells over the story that when he was younger, he was learning in Grodno, and he went to visit his uncle, Rabbi Avraham Yaffin, who was in Nevardik. When he came to the yeshiva in Nevardik, they were schmoozing. And he asked his uncle, who are the best boys in the yeshiva? Who are the best bachim in the yeshiva? So his uncle pointed to one boy, and he said, oh, that's the best amkan. He learns very deep. He can say, a good svara, he learns very deep. Pointed to another boy, he says, oh, him, he's the best masmid. He learns 24-7. He's always learning the base medish. Points to another boy, he says, him, he's the best bok. He's a boki b'shas, he's a boki, he's a boki. This bok has that mile and that mile. So Rechaim Shmuelovitz says to him, but who's the best of everybody, who's the best? So he points to another boy, and he says, that boy's the best. So Rechaim Shmuelovitz says to his uncle, and what's his mile? Why is he the best? Because he's a mavakesh. He always asks. He asks, and he learns from others. He's a person who will grow, he always asks and learns from others. Since he asks, and he learns from others, he's going to grow, and one day he'll be a god of Adar. And that boy was a stipler. Turned out to be the stipler. So he asked his uncle, but he's not a masmid, he's not the biggest masmid in the yeshiva, he's not the biggest baki in the yeshiva, he's not the biggest amkan in the yeshiva. Why are you saying he's the best bacha? So his uncle told him, because being a mevakesh is the best of all the milas that a person has. A person who's a mevakesh always looks, always seeks, always wants to learn. So we come together to learn every night. So the truth is, any one of us could sit at home, take out an Oscar Gemara, and go through it. Instead of schlepping out at night, I know I shouldn't say it, I'm scared everybody off, but take out an Oscar Gemara at home, or listen to a share there, and wherever you want, online, on the phone, anywhere you want, you have a share. Stay at home, and yet we come out to learn. Why? Why? Why do we come to learn? Why do we learn? Parents is because Mavakesh. You sit and learn with the Oscar, you sit at home, you're missing the Chavura, you're missing the give and take, you're missing the growth that a person has from learning with others. A person learns by himself, he learns by himself. When you come to others, we help each other out. If I say some wrong svara, I hear about it very fast. And we help each other out, the kashas, the terutzim, back and forth. And the growth that a person has from coming together to learn with a tzibur is so much more than a person sitting and learning by himself. The Gemara says, Cherev el avadim noyel, Gemara Makis, which is a sword to those who learn by themselves. A person who learns by himself, noyel, becomes foolish. If he makes a mistake, there's nobody there to correct him. There's nobody there. There's nobody there to correct him, to set him straight. The person who learns with others, he makes a mistake, he hears about it, he knows. So fakir, the person comes to his mivakesh. He wants to learn. He wants to know what's right. He wants to learn the Gemara properly. So he comes. So we should be zaycheh to continue to come to learn together. But the pasuk says, Yismach leiv mivakshei Hashem. Those who mivakshei Hashem are yismach leiv. Normally a mevakesh is not happy. A mevakesh, one who's seeking, if he lost something, he's looking for it, he's not happy till he finds it. The only mevakesh that's happy is mevakshei Hashem. One who's looking for Hashem, he's happy even at the time that he's being a mevakesh, even while he's looking. He feels the satisfaction, the happiness from being mevakesh Hashem. So we should zeicher to continue to learn together. Yismach leiv mevakshei Hashem, and mitzvah Hashem shkolim. We'll finish, we'll stop the sefer. You want, we should go further.
Okay.
And zeicher to the shichas who came here.
Amen.